possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday DeJuan Jones joined us in the media tent, which was, gosh, it was boiling hot, was it not, Tone? The heat was there. The heat is on for the Cleveland Browns in 2025. And DeJuan Jones going into year three, him switching positions. We talked about it all. And obviously, I start with the hard-hitting questions with the great DeJuan Jones. DeJuan, thanks for joining us today. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. Pleasure to be here. You know, just happy to be out here and playing football.
Take us through the journey. Everybody's going to ask about your body. We'll get to that eventually. Take me through the journey of coming back from the injury last year where, again, there's promise, and then you end up going down.
I battled the knee injury last year during the year, and, I get to switch positions, play left tackle, and, start getting in a groove, and, just the worst happens, and, it's unfortunate. There's nothing that I can do about it, but honestly, it kind of, not worked out for me, but, it worked out for me. I had a good offseason, trained well, just lost a lots of body fat. That was my main thing. A lot of weight as well, but I think the body fat was a major thing, just so I could just play fast and play physical.
When you break a bone like you break, and at your size, when so much is going to be a conversation of what can you play at, how can you best help this team, how big mentally is it for you to have to deal with that and then worry about your diet, worry about your cardio when you just have a very serious injury?
I think it all kind of played hand-to-hand, with just me being here every day. I didn't go nowhere else to do surgery. I did it right here with Dr. Vuce, and, I work with the training staff, Steph, Pat, and Steve, and Fizz, and everybody in there, and it all just worked out for me, honestly, whether it was losing weight or just staying on top of treatment.
But do you think now, through going through this, and you've been injured before, but now entering year three, which is pretty incredible to think about already that we're here, that now if you can do that and you can get to where you want to get, and I'm sure you're still striving, that if you could just battle that coming off the agony of an injury like that, you can pretty much do anything in this league?
Yeah, I would say the same thing. If I can bounce back from this injury and, sustain it and play 17 or close to 17 games this year, it will benefit me, the team, and everybody.
DeJuan Jones joining us here on the hotline here, or I should say as we go through training camp. DeJuan, now I talked to you after the Seattle game in the preseason last year, if you remember, and I asked, could you play left tackle? And you're like, now you're playing left tackle. What goes, I want to ask you about steps and everything that are different, but did they come to you like, hey, you're going to need to play it, we need you, and you're just going to do as the team asks of you, or you're open for that challenge?
I would say I am open to anything, whether, I got, bench for a little while, and I was just open to just playing. And first it started with there, and then the off season, I told them, you know, I'll work my way and try to, you know, play right tackle, you know, whether I got to beat Jack out. But, you know, it worked out for me. And, you know, they was just like, how about you try to play left tackle and just do it and, you know, just enjoy it, embracing it. I'm like, you know, I'll do that. You know, I'll do whatever I'll take to get on the field and do whatever I need to do for the team.
All right, the way you phrased it was like a fun suggestion. Hey, how about you try left? How is it really? Like, they're not going to ask of anything of you that they don't think you can do, but is it a strong, like, hey, we kind of really need you to do this just given our state of affairs?
I think they still gave me the option, you know, and it was up to me. And I definitely wanted to – it was open, and I definitely wanted to take it. And it was up in the air, and I definitely wanted to do that. I think it was a good decision for myself. I like challenging myself, and I was a – playing left tackle was already a big challenge, and, you know, playing a new position for a whole year is going to be a bigger challenge, and I'm okay with that.
Can you try to explain to us the difference in your feet, everything that has to come together? Because it's tough to move backwards so many times as it is, and then you have to switch your feet, and then you're dealing with some of the best athletes in the world.
Yeah, I think the main thing for me is just the angles. The angles are really different from the right side. You know, you can kind of, like, intersect a lot. Left side, I think it's like a little bit more methodical. The game comes slower on that side. It's faster at a sense, but also slower. You got to slow the game down, and I don't know. I kind of like it.
How much with your hands are you dealing with, you know, that one-on-one combat to make sure they can't come inside on you?
I think that's another thing as well, is just use my length. I think that's the thing I need to keep working on, just using my length and just, like you said, not keeping the guy from going inside or going outside.
Kenny, are you asking him for him personally or for you to instruct? He's a coach. He's a big-time local coach. And I just want to know if he's going to play this video for all his kids, young men that he's
I do
developing.
D-line. I do D-line. So it's all about
him. Oh, so he's trying to disrupt this.
My whole thing is violence and quick hands and all that other stuff.
Oh, that hurts.
I mean,
my heart.
As you can tell, I'm obviously a very quick person. And
give him a drill. Give him a drill that he can put his kids where. I mean,
okay,
this is
you got a drill? You got a drill for me? Anything?
A drill. I would say we use the bug board and just getting our hands, you know, going forward. I think it's over there somewhere, but one of those drills is over there, and you definitely can use your hands or, you know, just a pad or whatever, and just this is really the way to be explosive. That's what I've learned, that, you know, Coach Callahan taught us that, like, our first year coming into here. It was just, you know, what did the D-line do, you know, and it's like – they strike with their hands first, uh-huh. And, you know, which way we can, you know, retaliate that as an alignment is doing the same thing. So, you know, we start doing the same drills as them, and as buckboard and getting our hands up first, just like them.
All right. Show me my age a little bit if you can. Now, you're only 23.
Yeah.
When you first started playing football, how old were you when you first started playing football?
I don't know my exact age.
Were you young?
I was pretty young. No.
Okay. Did you do hands or were you still flippers?
No, I was definitely – I wasn't flippers. I feel like they taught us hands. I think I got big hands, so, like, as a kid, they were like, use your hands.
My age group, we had to do this.
Ridiculous. That's not how you block.
Well, yeah, we're with DeJuan Jones. We're at Browns training camp. So you mentioned Callahan, and now you're on your third O-line coach in 3 years, but yet the head guy in charge is still the head guy in charge with Coach Stefanski, who was just walking through here. So talk a little bit about the differences now, you know, how maybe it's evolved, or has it kind of been a similar theme throughout, especially for you and their coaching of you?
I would say the same. Everybody kind of has the same Callahan-ish, you know, things to work on. And, you know, me and Coach Bloom, we get along.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
And he does the same thing Callahan does. We go on the bungees every day. We work just our hand technique, and you know, everything's pretty similar in my opinion.
Having Jack, having Wyatt, and of course Joel, who we're trying to hype him up to get his Hall of Fame due. We're starting to hear guys like, you know, Myles Garrett and others have referenced, like, this is a Hall of Famer right here. How much of an advantage do you think that's been for you, not only to obviously play with those guys against opposing D-lines, but to have them as a resource when they're in this building with you?
I think that's the major key, and we were talking about that yesterday. I mean, I was just like, you know, when you guys talk to me and, you know, help me up, like, that's the best, like, help I can ever get, you know, just because I've never really played this position. I've played it, like, I want to say probably my sophomore year in college, and that was so long ago, in my opinion. Like, my brain's not – hasn't retaught myself to play left tackle. So, you know, I asked Joel and just be like, what did Joe do? And, you know, I'll ask Miles and just be like, you know, what did you see on my step? You know, how did you know, like, you were going to go inside? And I just try to take those little bits and pieces and just try to replenish my game each day.
How much are you looking forward to joint practice, preseason games to test yourself for that new position?
I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I look the best every day. And so I feel like that's put me in a better standing spot when I want to go to the games and stuff like that.
How much has maybe changed in, not necessarily philosophy, but your focus as the offense kind of shifts now? We've heard so much, and we saw in install yesterday or in some of the things you guys were doing on the field, a little more bootlegs or whatever. So are you starting to notice any kind of a difference thematically with maybe what you guys were doing last year?
Yeah, we had a different scheme last year, and this year is definitely a way different scheme, and I'm really loving it so far, and it's going well. You know, time can only tell until we, you know, put the pads on against somebody else, not us. And so that's the only way we really can figure out. But I'm really liking it so far.
How much are you noticing the differences where you've had four different quarterbacks, under center, different guys to protect? Obviously, Dylan Gabriel, that's a whole new thing because of the steps and all of that, left tackle, right tackle type thing. Has it been different depending on who is the signal caller for you?
Nah, as an O-lineman, you don't care who gets behind there, behind the center. And just like last year, we didn't care. Just like my rookie year, I didn't care. So it's just a cycle, you know what I mean? It's just O-line play. You don't matter who steps in the quarterback. You got to do your job at the end of the day.
Hot weather, cold weather, what do you like? Because it's very humid here.
I'm big on the summer. It phases me, but I'd rather play in the summer than the cold, but... Who don't like a cold winter, though?
You're from Indianapolis, aren't you?
I mean, it don't matter. Like I said, I'm from Indianapolis. I played at Ohio State. I didn't play it in, like, below zero games. And so it's nothing to me.
How much do you pay attention to Ohio State now? I mean, you're 3 years on. Some guys, they kind of like, I'll pick it up back when I'm done playing. But are you paying close attention still to the program?
Yeah, I pay pretty solid. I don't try to, like, track the games, but, like, if I do got a chance, I'll go watch them. Like, who did they play last year? I want to say Toledo. I want to watch them play Toledo, I think. Obviously, the Tua North game, I went there. I was hurt, and I still went in and watched it, and I was so hurt watching it in person. And so, you know, I was just scooting around on my scooter, and it hurt watching them lose. But, you know, you felt that, and, you know, they were going to turn it around.
Now, is Kent State the story, as the story goes, that you kind of took control of a basketball practice that you showed up at over there under Coach Senderoff? Is that true, or is that urban legend? You coming and dunking a basketball and shaking the entire venue?
Yeah, I definitely did that on my visit. I had a basketball offer from Kent State, and, you know, I went there, and I was – pretty close though. Committing there, you know, Coach Cindy had me, and it was between them and Ball State, and I like Coach Cindy the best, and it was close to Cleveland. And I had seen Cleveland before. You know, I had to fly in there, I think, and then drive down to Kent, and then also I had an offer from Cleveland State. So, you know, I was kind of already had seen Cleveland a little bit, and so yeah, Kent State was definitely like a home for me. And you know, Sully, Jared Sully and his brother, he really almost got me there, and that's what really almost got me to Kent State.
Do you ever think about how your life, how drastically different it would be right now had you have decided to do that instead?
You know, I think about that all the time, you know, where I would have been at. I had a plan, you know. My plan was probably going to go to Kent State for 2 years, you know, hopefully, you know, be a good player, you know, win conference and maybe play the year. I had big goals for myself, you know, lose weight and go to Power 5 school for D1 basketball. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and, you know, I found my way at Ohio State, and now I'm here.
DeJuan Jones joining us on the show. So, toughest question I like to ask offensive linemen. I'm not going to use this against you, okay? I promise you we're not going to use it on the air, on my kids. What do you look for in a quarterback as an offensive lineman?
As an offensive lineman, that's really tough because – I don't know. I feel like if I do my job, I don't know, I feel like the ball should be out in like 5 seconds, 4 seconds. So, I don't know. I think it's the main thing, just get the ball out. We got the best pass rushers in the game going against us. And if you don't get the ball out, I feel like that's not on you. But you know what I mean? Like, I got to block as long as I can, obviously.
When everything is as live as it can be, how much do you enjoy or not enjoy at all going up against maybe Myles Garrett?
It is what it is, you know. I think I'm starting to embrace it now. You know, at first it was just like, damn, you got to go against Miles. But it's like now it's like, you got Miles, like, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's going to make you better. You're going against the best every day. I people come up to me all the time, and I'll be like, I can't give them an answer who the best rusher I went against. You know, I'd be lying if I didn't say Miles first. And then, you know, I give them the second answer. And so.
Did you hear that, T.J. Watt? Did you hear that, T.J.?
Oh,
did you hear that, Pittsburgh?
He hears everything. You know that. They listen to everything over there.
You know.
Roll your eyes. It's true.
I just try to go with my conscience. And, you know, I definitely say Miles is probably the best rusher in the league. You know, he's a solidified Hall of Famer.
DeJuan, we thank you very much for the time. Best wishes. Every blessing this year to you.
Thank you.
Are we throwing that in Filippone's face coming up at 8 o'clock?
Oh, I think you got to. Remember, he was the guy that was not allowing T.J. Watt to get any ground in the backfield.
Well, you know the answer is I absolutely will. That's coming up during Around the AFC North.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.